Yeah. Granddad, he came over to this country from the old country about, oh, I can't even think how long it's been. He was about 10 years old. He was an orphan, an illegitimate child of a Jew. He came over and he lived here from the age of 10 with his brother. And they grew up. They lived in Lockhart, Texas. In talking with my dad, my granddad, I found out he traveled all over the United States working odd jobs. And it was at the age of 27 that he went into a barber shop, and the barber invited him to church.
Amen.
And the barber said, I want you to come to a gospel meeting. A missionary would be preaching it. And he'd never heard about no gospel meeting. He'd never even held a copy of the Word of God in his hands at the age of 27. So he went, and after a week-long meeting, on the last night, he was gloriously saved, along with 19 others.
Amen.
At the age of 11, my dad got saved and served as a pastor for about 40 years. Also at the age of 11, I got saved. But I saw how my dad suffered, and I said, no, not me. I saw how he would put the cardboard in his shoes to go knock on doors. I said, no, I'm going to get a good job. So I did. Went off and you know, the Lord blessed me, not because of what I had done. But many times we're blessed just like you're cursed for several generations.
Yes, amen.
You're blessed for several generations.
Amen.
My desire was to design computers, and the Lord gave me many of the desires of my heart. So I did. Worked at DataPoint here. Went off to Dallas. Worked at EDS for Ross Perot. Then worked at Texas Instruments. And last I knew, I was doing design work for guidance systems for missiles and bombs. Then a good friend of the family's was called home. Didn't realize how much of an impact he had on my life. And the good friend was Lester Roloff.
Amen.
Hadn't been to too many funerals like this, but at his funeral, over 70 young men surrendered to go full-time into God's service. That was one of them. I fought it, and I said, Lord, you know, I'll give more. Ever heard that? I'll give more. I got a good job. I've been working there 10 years, Lord. I got good retirement. I've got good benefits. I got good this, that. I'll give more. He kept eating my heart, and I knew he was going to quit. And so I started praying for a wife, and I started doing more in Spanish Baptist missions, traveling on the weekends, sometimes traveling 3-4 days straight to get Bibles way down past San Luis Potosí, and it was hard work. And then going back Monday morning after not sleeping all weekend, and continuing on, and then through changes of events, the Lord, you know, gave me a choice. It's either do or die, you know. And so I said, okay, I'll go. After praying 2 years for a wife, and we were working on getting several buses in loaded with hundreds of thousands of Bibles and tracts and New Testaments to give it out to the nationals that were starting churches down there, who we helped support for just a brief period of time to encourage them to establish churches, just missionary efforts. And in that time, we had some registrations run out on the buses, and we needed just to get them across the border. And that's how I met my beautiful wife, Karen.
Amen.
And she was an answer to prayer. She was already on the mission field, and that's where we met. So that's our effort. I'm now president and director of Spanish Baptist Missions. Big old shoes I'm trying to fill, and big old footprints. And our intent is to help the nationals that have been saved, that have gone through Bible school, and they want to establish churches, to aid them temporarily with Bibles, tracts, New Testaments, and just a little bit to help them live, to help them establish the churches. Karen and I, after we got married, I said, Karen, we don't have, we've got to continue going and visiting these churches and that support us. And they through us, were able to support these these missionaries, and it's God's grace that any money does come through. And we realize that, and it's just God using us as vessels. And just a brief story. We took off for North Carolina, and I'd only been a designer, computer designer. I'd never been in mission work before, but I knew this is where the Lord wanted me to be. We took off, and we were in the hills of North Carolina, some campsite in the van, and it got below 30 degrees. We left here in April. It was in the 90s. We had no idea it got that cold in April. About froze to death. But God supplied, continued to supply. Now we've got the 1962 Chevy bus that we live in. It's a school bus, and it might not sound much to you, but let me tell you, it's a mansion to us. And so you be much in prayer for Karen and myself. I want to leave you with, a lot of our examples of missionary efforts were in the New Testament, but Lord laid on my heart a psalm that I believe that just kind of instructs us to be missionaries. And in Psalm 67, if you turn with me to Psalm 67, says, God be merciful unto us and bless us and cause his face to shine upon us, Selah, that thy way may be known upon the earth, thy saving health among all nations. Let the people praise thee. O God, let all the people praise thee. O let the nations be glad and sing for joy, for thou shalt judge the people righteously and govern the nations upon the earth. Selah. Let the people praise thee. O God, let all the people praise thee. Then shall the earth yield her increase, and God, even our own God, shall bless us. God shall bless us, and all the ends of the earth shall fear him. And how shall they know how to fear God unless we go and tell them?
Right.
And how shall they know how to praise God unless we go to tell them? So you be much in prayer for Spanish Baptist missions as we endeavor to spread the gospel.
Thank you. Amen. Thank you, Brother Joel. God bless you.